Morning, Kevy.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
You're very well. Great to have you back on the show, mate. And what have you learned about yourself as you get towards this point in the season, two rounds to go? What have you learned about yourself and how unique this challenge is of being an NRL head coach?
Oh, I learned plenty about yourself. You learn lots of things every day, don't you, about your own character and making sure that you, you know, stay true to that character. Well, I guess from my, you know, point of view, I always regarded the NRL as a tough environment. That's certainly been confirmed this year. If you're not, you know, at your best and playing that consistent football, you'll get caught out. And that's what's happened to us sort of earlier in the season. We're a lot better now, a lot more consistent with what we're doing. So that's been very pleasing the last month or the last 6 weeks of footy.
Yeah, Kevy, when you took on the role or the opportunity, I've no doubt you knew it was going to be difficult, but did you expect it was going to be a roller coaster ride like this where you can, you know, 1 week you see the best in your team, the next week you're scratching your head thinking, oh, how did we make those mistakes? Like, how is that the highest of highs and lowest of lows been for you?
Yeah, well, when I got on the roller coaster, I expected to go on that one that the little kiddies go on. It's a little bit loopy, but yeah, you're actually okay. But I got on the biggest one in the world, but I've been on that one and just hanging on. Money's been flying out of his pocket.
Oh,
I lost my thumbs, everything. But look, it's been a great ride because I knew when I took on the role that it was, you know, the Broncos finished last year, so there was a lot of work to be done. And not only on the field, but off the field as well. So we've slowly, you know, I think over the season, got better. And that was proven again yesterday. It was a tough win for us, a fortunate win for us as well. And the Warriors, you know, were in great touch yesterday as well. So, yeah, we'll take it. And we're looking to finish the season off nicely with another couple of victories if we can.
Kevy, can I ask, mate, how long do you hang on to a loss for? Because as a player, you know, you can move on pretty quickly because you have to. Is it the same as a coach, or do you hold on to it a little bit longer?
Oh, no, you've got to try and move on. You know, after you do the review, I've actually got to, you know, get on to the next week's game. And, you know, the losses are tough. Some of them this year, some of those big margins, and then you get the title ones like the Roosters. That hurt last week as well, getting beaten in the last sort of minute and a half. So, yeah, but you've got to move on, mate, haven't you? Like everything, you just got to clean up the mess and then move on to the next week.
Kevy, what would your style of coaching be in your own mind? Because, again, us as fans and viewers, we get to watch on TV and see you addressing the team in the change room and things like that. But do you feel your coaching style is very similar to the way you played, or is there a significant difference?
Yeah, no, I try to keep it that way. I mean, as a player many years ago, you know, at the Broncos, we like to attack when you're under pressure, like attack and use the ball and use our skills. So that's what I'm trying to influence our guys with. And also, very emotional, very passionate person as well. So that comes out a lot in my coaching, which I feel it's a great character to have as long as you're using it, you know, in the right direction. I felt at different stages this year, you know, it's been, I felt really strongly about the side and I didn't sort of hold back with my words. So, yeah. Oh, I'm still learning, still developing as a coach in the NRL, but I have enjoyed this year. Some of it's been some tough going at different stages, but I always knew that we were sort of heading in the right direction, or believed that we were heading in the right direction. So still plenty of work to be done, mate.
Kevy, when I watch the Broncos now to the start of the year, I see a noticeable difference in what you're doing and how you're trying to get there. But what have you learned about this team lately? Because they seem as though, you know, all the effort areas of the game have improved. You know, they're working hard for each other.
Yeah, that's what we've been pushing towards. And since from the day I walked through the doors, Laurie, as you know, all great sides, they have that special bond amongst each other. And they don't have to be best of mates, but they have to respect each other and work hard for each other. Everyone brings something to the table on the rugby league field. So that's what I've been encouraging our players to do is, one, bring your skill set, you know, into the game, and also if you can help out a mate in the meantime when you're doing things well, do that. And that's what the great teams do. They work hard for each other, both in defence and attack. And we weren't doing that at the start of the year. It was a lot of individual stuff, trying to solve problems by themselves. But again, recently, that formula has gone out the window. We've gone back to being that team where they work hard for each other, and you know, and the results have been coming. There's been a marked improvement of consistency across the last 6 or 7 weeks because of that fact. They're working hard for each other, both, you know, in defence and attack. And there's a care factor there as well, not only about themselves, and the teammate, but also about the club and all the people involved with the club.
Kevin, there's been a bit of talk, obviously, about leadership in and around the Broncos. What have you made a decision on who will be your captain next year? And obviously, you know, huge signing in Adam Reynolds as well. Yeah. How significant is he going to be in regards to whether he's captain or not as a senior player in that leadership role?
Yeah, he's a very significant signing for us, a great coup for us. You know, we believe we can build a team around Adam and his skill set. I've watched with interest this year. Oh, I feel he goes a bit, flies a bit under the radar at South with all the work that he does there, you know, around the ground. And we're very much looking forward to getting him into our stable, as well as Kurt Capewell as well, two good leaders, which we've lacked a little bit of that, you know, in the last couple of years where the Broncos have. And those two, for mine, are great in that space. But we've also got to develop, you know, players like Payne Haas and Katoni Staggs and Kobe Hetherington, you know, and Pat Carrigan has missed most of the season, who was the captain last year. So we have got some really good young ones coming through underneath, but with Adam coming in and Kurt, they're two great senior leaders for us, which we're looking forward to getting them in the stable next year.
Geez, Milford bought his best game yesterday for a while.
Yeah, he was great, wasn't he? And, you know, at times this year he's been probably wrongly criticised. The team hasn't been going that great, but he was really good yesterday. That's the Anthony Milford that we all know and want to see play, you know, every week. So it's up to Milf now to repeat that performance. Yeah, next week, next Saturday against the Sharks. I'm sure he can. He wants to leave the club, you know, on a positive, and he's got the opportunity to do that over the next couple of weeks.
I know, you know, you want to finish the season off as strongly as you possibly can, but what about Katoni Staggs moving forward next year, Kevy? Where do you see him fitting into your team, as a centre or a 5-8?
Well, at the moment, it's centre, and that's, you know, you would have seen the month of football that he had. He was quite dynamic and explosive on that side of the field, so... We'll spend some time with him, you know, in the halves over the pre-season and see where he's most comfortable. But right now, I'm thinking he'll be you know, playing in the centre to start. But he's just so dynamic in that position, both with the ball, you know, and without. And you know, it'd be great to get him back in the side and, you know, playing the full season for us. He's a remarkable player for someone so young too. Well, he's only 22 years of age, so he's only going to get better for us in the next 2 or 3 years.
Kevy, it was no secret the club had a lot to do off the field when you arrived at the club, and you've had Ben Eichen arrive in the last, couple of months. Tell us about the impact he's had so far.
Oh, it's been great, Benny, and Dave Donaghy as well. You know, the last sort of... Well, Dave's been in there quite a time now, but Ben's been in there for about 5 weeks, and he just shifted a lot of the administrational, the work that's done away from the field off out of my hands and into his. You know, He's a good operator, Ben, very smart person, thinks a lot about everything that he does, which is might sound silly, but he puts a lot of time and a lot of thought into everything that he does. So a very structured sort of guy, which is great to have around me, because sometimes I just fly off and go and do things. But he's been really good in that space and a great asset, you know, here for the Broncos for the next couple of years as well.
Have you got room to move in your salary cap next year, Kevy? And have you got sort of positions?
We're looking for a six.
You're looking for a six?
Yeah, no, we have, mate. We've got a little bit of space there. We're looking at possibly getting in a senior forward as such. And anyway, I'll just see what happens, you know, with the market and who's available. But I think it's important to churn a little bit of your players, but also be quite stable as well. And we signed 19 players this year over the duration, some of those coming from outside the Broncos, and a lot of these younger players at the Broncos we've re-signed in recent weeks. So, yeah, it'll be a different-looking Broncos team next year, but still a little bit of work to be done, you know, with our roster as far as incoming players.
Can you give us, our listeners, a bit of an insight on Payne Haas and, you know, what he's able to do for your club week in, week out? I'm just trying to think of a player like him, as big as him, who has a motor engine is massive, because he just goes and goes and goes.
Yeah, that's right. And what you see on the field from Payne, I was really happy again yesterday. I feel the State of Origin series this year really gave a lot of confidence to Payne. He seemed to come out away from that series a lot more confident about himself and how he goes about things. And I'll also share with you that he's such a professional for a younger player. He's only 21 years of age, mate. But his preparation is very, very good as far as, you know, preparing for games. He leaves no stone unturned with his preparation, with his rehab and all these things. That he just puts a lot of effort into the week, into his preparation, and that comes out in the games. And we've tried to pull back his minutes a little bit, just to push him up a bit, and the results from that have been outstanding. So, and he's enjoying his footy as well. He battled away a lot last year without any wins, but he's getting a little bit of joy in recent months, and particularly, as I mentioned, that State of Origin series.
Yeah, he's a gun.
He's one of those guys that just, you know, and everyone's got them in. He will do anything to win. He will do absolutely everything and anything to win, and that's what I love about him more than anything else.
Yeah, geez, got some impact, doesn't he? Just before you go, Kevy, actually, just on the player market, to what extent is an issue, I guess, agents and therefore their clients, players, holding back, waiting to see what happens with, well, potentially, whether there'll be a third, fourth Queensland side into the competition, those three bids having their meetings with the ARL Commission today?
Yeah, well, that will have a big impact on across the all clubs. I would pick those players that are Queensland-based or Queensland-born. They would, some of them, I think I heard Munster in recent weeks saying that he eventually would like to come back and, you know, play in Brisbane. So, yeah, it'll be a big impact on the competition. But, you know, I'm not sure when that team will enter. But, you know, our focus, obviously mine, is on the Broncos and making sure that we shore up our talent so that we've got a good, strong roster in the years to come.
Well, mate, well done, particularly the last month or so. It looks like the Broncos on the upward spiral. Thanks so much, mate. Great to speak to you again.
Yeah, I'll tell you what has been inspiring is that lunch that I'm looking forward to. That
well, we're not allowed in your state.
Just let me know when you're in town.
Can you let us into your state and we're a chance?
Actually, no, say where you are in your COVID.
Bugger you, Kevy. I thought the dogs would be barking after a win yesterday.
Oh, dear.
See you, mate.
Bye, boys.